Hello and welcome to another episode of the Evolve Fitness Podcast. Just going to introduce this one. Really looking forward to bringing this one to you. We've had great feedback so far off our first two episodes. Thanks so much for everyone who has listened. Thanks for everyone who's told people. Remember, please make sure you follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts, because that means you're going to get alerts and notifications when new episodes come out every Thursday. And you want to be in the know. You want to be getting the nuggets straight in your pocket, straight into your ears. So we're encouraging you to make sure you follow, and it also helps to reach the podcast as well, which is absolutely fantastic. Don't forget, as always, follow us on Instagram at evolve_train and just on Facebook with my name, Philip, with one L, McWilliams. And yeah, connect in there. If you want to talk to me, send me a DM. I absolutely love to connect with you and see what you're all about and how you're getting on with your health and fitness. And also, little plug as per always, with the Evolve Academy, we have got some exciting things coming up, especially over the next couple of weeks. Brand new opportunities for people to get involved in the program. If you want to find out more before everyone else and before these things go live, drop me a DM on either Instagram or Facebook with the word podcast. You have to use the word podcast to ensure that you get access to a wee special that we're doing for people who come through the podcast. And I would encourage you to do that, because I would love to talk to you about how we can help you lose that weight that you've been trying to lose for ages, get you unstuck, get you moving fast, and just give you massive clarity, control, and confidence back in your life across the board, especially with things like nutrition, training, mindset, and upskilling your lifestyle as well, so you're completely in charge. So without further ado, welcome to this latest episode of the Evolve Fitness Podcast, and I hope you find it really useful. Cheers. Hello and welcome to this next episode of the Evolve Fitness Podcast. It's going to be a solo one today with me. It's going to be another short form one, and I'm really looking forward to bringing this to you, because I think this is going to be ridiculously actionable for your life, and this is going to put time back in your pocket, time back in your hands, so that you can utilize it for whatever you want, whether it's to do more for your health and fitness, whether it's to spend more time with your family, your loved ones, or whether it's just to, you know, chill out, whatever you're all about. So today, I'm going to bring you three absolutely essential time-saving tips, right, that we implement within the Evolve Academy and that help our clients and members just really put themselves as a top priority. The big thing usually that I find with folk, and when we speak to them on the phone or if I'm just chatting to people or whatever's going on in the DMs, people often use sort of lack of time as a barrier to them improving their health and fitness. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do with your time. It's absolutely nothing to do with me, what you do with your time. You know, that's your decisions. You know, you could give it the old, we've all got the same 24 hours of the day chat, but that never helps, right? So what I'm going to do instead is give you three super actionable time-saving tips here that you can install straight into your life. You can give them a go. Now, one or two of these are not going to be comfortable straight away. They're probably going to take a bit of practice, but the more you can practice them and try them, it's going to make a huge difference. So the first one we're going to go in on is a really, really essential one. Online food shopping. Now, bear with me. Some of you are probably thinking, what's he talking about? This is not a time-saving tip. It absolutely is. If you think about, right, the amount of times you run in and out of your local supermarket, right, Tesco's for me, closest one, you're running in and out of there 2-3 times a week, right, to pick bits up, to get stuff for your meals, all the rest of it. You maybe haven't planned in advance, you maybe haven't got a structure in place for your nutrition, but online food shopping saves you heaps of time, because if we think about it this way, nipping into Tesco's or nipping into Morrison's or wherever's near you is never a nip in, right? It's a half hour, 40-minute event, whether it requires you to get there, time around the shops, time back, unpacking it, all the rest of it. It takes ages. It takes a fucking long time. And at the end of the day, if we can streamline that process and do an online food shop, whether that means you go and collect it or whether it comes to your door, it will save you bags of time. Now, someone's going to shout in the background, I can hear you already, said, but Phil, I like to do it myself. But Phil, the fruit and veg is never right. But Phil, sometimes they swap stuff. My response to that is grow up, right? Because this is going to be something that saves you time. What would you rather? Would you rather have time back, or would you rather have, like, I don't know, sweet potato compared to white potato 1 week? Does it actually matter? Not really. So I think if you can try implementing online food shopping into your life, it will save you bags of time. And also for those with kids, because this is something that I tend to find with people, with our clients. They try it and it works. And then they go, hang on, we didn't quite get it to the whole week. Do two, right? Just have two scheduled. The thing about online food shopping is you can schedule it multiple times in advance. And also, if you're real with yourself for a second, you're also ordering pretty much the same stuff every single week. So when you traipse around the shops, you're basically picking the same things up, okay? You can repeat your basket. You can repeat that so that it becomes very automatic and very quick process, even whenever you're doing it at home, right? So I would just have a think about that and say, like, try that out and see what you think. Because the first one or two times you might think, it's not for me. But the more you do it, honestly, it saves a bag load of time, right? And you still get all your offers, you can still get your deals, you can still use your club cards, all the rest of it online. Give it a go and let me know what you think, because I think that would massively help you. And also, it'll probably save you money, because when you go around a shop, you start picking up bits, you think, oh man, maybe we'll have a packet of sweets, I'll overbuy that. And whenever you're in the shop, sometimes you buy things on impulse or based on your state of hunger and all the rest of it. And sometimes it can impact your choices. So I would have a look and say, right, well, if we can do the online food shop, I'm doing it in a situation or in a state where I'm not emotional, I'm not necessarily hungry, I'm thinking about the future. Okay. So yeah, hopefully that will be pretty cool. The next one, tip number two, is work delegation. Now, this is sometimes a topic of much contention because a lot of people don't really want to do this. We end up in the Evolve Academy work with people who've got positions in work where they are maybe managers or bosses, or they are doing great things, right? Having a great time. But often the big thing that I see is that they don't delegate tasks off to other people who work within their team or for them, because there's this sort of nature of, I want to control what I'm doing. I want to be fully accountable for it. I don't want to let my things go. They're my projects or my stuff. And ultimately, it starts dragging people down. I was recently talking to one of our members who is a office manager. She manages a big team. And she, a couple of weeks ago, was booking flights for clients that were coming up. And I said to her, look, is that really a task that you should be doing? Like, you know, you've got 20 people who work under you or with you. Surely you're the manager. There's someone else who can fulfill that role. And she was pretty insistent that no, it was only her that could do it, blah, blah, blah. But a couple of days later, she came back and was like, you know what? You were totally right. Why am I sitting booking flights? Definitely not, right? So there's probably things or processes in your workplace that could be sped up massively, or they could be delegated out to other people. And if you can do that, it massively improves the amount of bandwidth you have. It gives you energy back, gives you mental energy back that you can then put into thinking about, okay, well, I'm not as tired, I'm not as pissed off, I've got a bit more control here. I can train tonight. I am going to go and meet that person. Because if you think about the little menial tasks that you do per day that you could delegate, it's probably eating into your time. That's probably one of the reasons why you overstay at work. Remember, when you're at work and you stay overtime, you're probably not getting paid for it. So you do not have to do it, right? So if you can delegate that stuff out, give other people some more responsibility, you'll come across as a far better leader there. And you'll also give everyone else an opportunity to prove themselves and they take the load off you, because people want to help, but people really do want to help each other. So I think if you can delegate some work off, that would be a really crucial thing to do. Even for the time aspect, yes, but I think the point I made a second ago about the mental clarity that comes off the back of that is actually going to make a massive difference. Okay, so we're going into the final one, point three here, and this is specifically about working out, right? So I didn't quite know how to label this one, but there's two big things that I see with your training and working out, right? And I've named it workout procrastination. That's probably not quite the right title, but there's two big things I see with people whenever they start training or they're maybe training on their own. There's two things. Number one, your workouts are far too long, right? And number two is you worry about using the gym. So the first point there, with workouts being too long, whenever we speak to people prior to them working with us in the academy, they're in the gym for an hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half, 2 hours at times, battling through these workouts, trying to work as hard as you can, get the sweat on, all the rest of it, okay? The number one thing with that is you're not training for the Olympia. You're not trying to build monumental amounts of muscle. The people who I work with aren't anyway, right? They're trying to be fitter, be stronger, be healthier, lose body fat and gain massive confidence and massive self-awareness, improve their confidence and control and clarity across their lives. That's the people who I work with. That's what they want, right? And they do not need to be in a gym for that length of time. If you're in a gym for if you're the sort of person who I work with, if you're in the gym for more than an hour, there's probably something not quite right with what you're doing, right? I was actually talking to some of our clients the other day, and I was always saying about whenever I'm in the gym, 45 minutes, as soon as the buzzer goes on my phone, I'm out of there, right? I do not want to be in there for longer than that. And if you can get into a bit of a mindset and look at the kind of workouts that you're putting together for yourself and asking, are these too long? Are they too hard? Am I trying to do too many exercises? What's going on here? Why is the structure of this taking me forever? And why is it, you know, taking me all night? Because again, sort of getting onto the second point, when you're in a gym, you want to get in and out as quick as you can, or I do anyway. But the second part of this is you worry about using the gym. So actually, why are you going to the gym all the time, right? Again, is it better for you to maybe work out at home, right? Especially if you're new to this. Again, people who want to start a health and fitness journey, people who want to improve their body, their mindset, get fitter, lose body fat, the first thing they go to is, I need to join a gym. Probably 85% of our clients work out at home because, number one, the barrier to entry for them to get results is far lower. Number two, it's a really good place to start because you're super comfortable, you're in your own environment. And number three, it all happens far faster, right? Again, most people now have gym equipment. They have stuff at home. You've probably amalgamated some over the course of COVID and the last couple of years. Well, it's probably worth actually putting that to use first and seeing how you go. And then when you wish to improve, then you can go into the gym. And what we tend to find is when clients go into the gym off the back of starting a large part of their program at home, they do far better in the gym because they are, they've already gained massive amounts of strength and control and clarity, and their confidence is up, but they're far more aware of the amount of time they want to invest in their health and fitness. They do not want to be in the gym for that long. So if you're finding these gym workouts are taking forever and probably not seeing, and you're maybe not seeing the sort of results or progress that you want, I would have a look and say, right, with this sort of workout procrastination tag, are your workouts far too long, first of all? So they're taking you all night. And also, why are you worrying so much about going to the gym? Maybe you'd be better starting off at home, right? You think about, you come in from work, you can get your gym kit on, you can go into the garage, go into your spare room, whatever it is, and you can crack through a 25-minute to 35-minute workout and be down, ready to crack on with the rest of the evening. You've saved heaps of time. Whereas if you were to do that in the gym, it's a half hour to the gym and you've got to get dressed and you've got to warm up and you've got to wait for someone to finish with all the kit that you need and then do your workout, put it all away, get it back in the car. See what I mean? It takes forever. An hour long workout in the gym or an hour and a half long workout in the gym is actually probably 2 hours or more. Whereas you can have it cracked out within half an hour to 40 minutes at home. Easy. Okay. So it saves you heaps of time. So those are three of my top sort of time saving tips that we like to roll out to people and get them to try initially when they come in the academy. So online food shopping. There's no reason why you need to be running into Tesco 3 times a week or more when you can be repeating that process, make it super actionable. And it's basically a rinse and repeat thing for you, isn't it? You're pretty much ordering the same stuff. So online food shopping could save you heaps of time. Work delegation. Stop holding on to those little niggly tasks that you feel you're the only one that can do. There's other people out in your workspace who could be helping you out, taking workload off you and giving you mental bandwidth and time back in your hands so you can feel more alert, feel like you got more energy, feel that like you can put more time guilt-free into your health and fitness. And the last one is that sort of workout procrastination tag. I've not really labeled that very well, but it doesn't really matter. But basically, are your workouts too long? Are you really spending an hour and a half, 2 hours in the gym cracking through 12 exercises? Is that really the best use of your time? And also, why are you worrying so much about using the gym whenever you could be maybe doing this at home? It's a better sort of route in to getting results. You're going to get results faster and you can move on to the gym whenever you've got your confidence and competence up. Okay. So look, I really hope this was useful. I would absolutely love to hear from you which one of those three was sort of the most resonant with you, which ones were which one are you going to try first? Let me know. But listen, thanks again so much for checking us out. And don't forget to do all the normal things. Follow the podcast. Follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. And we've got some more guests coming for you soon. I'm looking forward to next week's episode already. Cheers.